Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So now we go on with the next part of the program, which is the surprise act. And today will be Gaur Prabhu with his song. How do you call this song? We call it the Vrindavan song. It's a very nice song. He wrote it himself. He already played it a few weeks ago, but then it was like a rehearsal, kind of. So today he wants to do it one more time. And please give him a warm welcome. And I hope you enjoy it. Hare Krishna.
So, this is hopefully going to be the last time, because Madhu Gopal keeps making me do it, so. But anyways, I don't know if you guys were there last time, but it was really bad, so hopefully, you know, this is like we're progressing, you know. Walk with me through the dust and trees. I'll show you something you need to see. A blue boy sitting playing flute in the tree. Pretty girls crying tears of ecstasy. Welcome home to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Say welcome home to Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now the monkeys play, peacocks walk, coward boys they play and talk. They're headed home to eat some sweets. Feed the cows, hit the sheets, sleep safe. You're in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sleep safe, you're in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Now I don't wanna be here anymore. I wanna be in Vrindavan on the floor. Where the monkeys, they just play all day. Peacocks, they just sing and sway. I know I don't belong right here. Vrindavan Dham said you're getting near. Said it's getting near. Now on that day I leave my body behind. I only want one thing on my mind. That blue boy staring back at me. Hand outreached, said he's waiting for me. Said I pray I pass away in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Said I pray I pass away in Sri Vrindavan Dham.
Anyways, with that, Janava Sundari is going to be giving class, and she's fresh back from Vrindavan, so, or India in general, so maybe she can enlighten us.
So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. I'm very grateful to be amongst all of you and to have the opportunity to share something that happened. So I would like, this will be a different type of class. It will be very figurative. So I would like everybody to come with me today in a place. So we are in South India, in Kanyakumari, and we will go on Marthwal Malay. So Marthwal Malay is the is a piece of a mountain that fell down when Hanuman was taking the whole mountain and bringing it on the battlefield when Lakshman was cured. So when Lakshman when Lakshman was hurt, they asked Hanuman to go in this mountain and to take this herbal medicine that was in this mountain. So Hanuman goes to this mountain and he can't find the medicine. So what he does is he just takes the whole mountain and he brings it to Lord Ram. While he's flying, one piece of this mountain fell. And so today we can all climb on this mountain and see what happens. Whenever we do some spiritual activity like a pilgrimage or climbing on a sacred mountain, it's very important that we allow our heart to be open and to be completely connected to Krishna. And by being connected to Krishna, we can allow Krishna to speak to us and allow realizations to flourish in our hearts. So we can walk, we can start walking up and we can start seeing the mountain, and it's actually very, very similar to Govardhan. The stones are so beautiful and well shaped, and there is green, and the mountain is actually quite high and we can climb. And before climbing we do just few steps and there are some small temples of demigods. And we can go in these temples and ask for the blessings to go up and achieve the goal of whatever Krishna wants to give us this in this sacred trip. We ask for the blessing, and in the same way, whenever we do something, a pilgrimage or go to a holy place, we have to ask blessings from devotees and to advanced people who can actually protect us and guide us through their blessings. So while going up the hill, walking, and it's actually very, even if it's difficult to imagine in this cold Belgium weather, it's very, very hot. And it's 12 o'clock, so the sun is at the peak. And we are walking up, and the stairs are not really stairs because we are actually walking on stones. And finally we come to a cave. And in this cave, there is a temple inside the cave. And we get some Mahaprasadam. And we sit and we relax and we think, okay, we arrived to our destination. And this is actually what happens often in our spiritual life. We come to some certain stage and we think, that's it. I'm arrived. This is my goal. I don't need to go further. I got my prasadam. I got my cave. I got the nice nice place to see, and I'm arrived. But when we actually are sincere, enthusiastic, and determined in our spiritual path, what happens is that we want to go on. Even if we are tired, even if it's so hot, we really want to go on and carry on in this path. So, but there is no path actually. So we can start looking if there is some path, and we see there is some kind of path, and we can start going upwards. And the path is so hard to climb, and the heat is making us more and more tired. And we keep climbing and climbing, and we forgot the water. So we have no water to drink, and it's becoming so dry. And sometimes even in our spiritual life, things become so dry, and we can feel like there is no more taste, there is no more energy to continue our path. But we continue. Because we have that sincerity, we have that determination, we have that enthusiasm And also the curiosity to see what is up there. I really want to see what's up there. So we can continue the path. And after some time, there is this amazing, beautiful rock, which is completely plain. And from there, you can see an amazing visual of the whole Kanyakumari state. And the wind is blowing. And finally, you feel like relaxed and feel like refreshed by such an air. And while being there, we just sit down and take rest. And in the same way, in our spiritual life, we tend to go up, we keep climbing and climbing, and sometimes we feel like we are really tired and we feel really dry and we need to stop. We need to see our limitations. I can't actually go further on. I can't really wake up every day for Mangala Arati. I can't really chant all my 16 rounds. And I can't really be engaged in Krishna service 24 hours a day. It's. I understand that I'm not a pure devotee. Sometimes we actually come to that realization because Krishna humbles us in that way and we understand, yes, I'm not so advanced as I thought to be. And I actually do need to take rest because I'm really tired. And sometimes by taking rest, we can actually go further on. But what happens when we take rest is that the time we come to the goal is made longer. So actually, we are actually just making Krishna wait for us more. Krishna is just waiting and waiting for us to come to the goal, and we are taking rest. But it's needed. Sometimes we need to stop in one place and take up our energies and keep going. But sometimes what happens by taking rest is that we just stay there because we don't even want to think about trying again that endeavor and keep trying to go upwards because it's tiring. And sometimes we think the breeze that is actually coming on my face in this moment is so pleasing. I don't need anything else. I don't need to go up further on in this path. And one thing which is very important in this pilgrimage is association. So sometimes association can bring us down and sometimes association can bring us up. Sometimes people can say, oh, this is it. This is a place. We don't need to go further on. I'm tired. We don't have water. It's so late and it's so hot. Let's go down. This is one kind of association which is not actually inspiring us in our Krishna consciousness and is actually either making us stay in one place, but staying in one place means automatically going downwards without us even being aware of that. And there is another kind of association, which are those who are saying, let's go, let's go, let's go and see what is up there. Let's continue in this path. And there are also some others who are so tired of the day and the endeavor that they just want to walk because they want to just finish it. And in the same way, we can see different type of devotees who are like miserable and they just want to finish it with this spiritual, with this material life in this lifetime. And there are those who are curious to see what is up there. And there are those who are full of love and devotion and they just want to reach a goal and see Krishna. And there are also those who actually take us down. So it's very important to choose our association. Because if we have good association, we can feel inspired. Let's go on. Let's do kirtan while going on. Let's chant japa while going on. Let's keep thinking about the pastimes while going on. So we can continue going upwards and walking and walking. And it's really becoming too much. It's so hard. And in our heart, we are thinking, why did I even start this? Who told me to come up here? It has been hours and hours I have been walking with barefoot and my feet are completely hurting and so much heat. There is no water. And probably the association around me is not even so good. I don't feel inspired going up. But there is something in the heart. No, please Krishna, give me the strength. Please Krishna, give me the strength. So how important it is in our spiritual path to actually have time to pray and to pray to Krishna, because by ourselves we can't do anything. We can't climb anywhere. We can't go anywhere. Krishna is the only one who can actually lead us to some place, allow us to purify ourselves or to advance in some state. So we can pray to Krishna, please Krishna, give me the strength. Or in this case, we can pray to Hanuman, please Hanuman, let me come up as a service to you. Let me come up to the goal. Let me see what is the goal. And finally, we can we come up. And on the top of the mountain, there is this beautiful, beautiful, small deity of Hanuman. And he's so beautiful. He is so powerful as well. It's not just a statue. We can really see, feel his presence. After so many hours of endeavor, we finally come to this little shed. And we are sitting there and look at Hanuman and pay obeisances to him. And there we can just sit and we can chant and feel the wind coming and blowing on our face, on our body. And all the endeavor is completely taken away from us. And we can see how much power we feel in our heart. But let us now try to understand Hanuman. Hanuman is the emblem of unconditional love towards Lord Ram. He was willing to do anything for Lord Ram. And even when he was said to go and take this mountain, to take this medicine, he didn't know where was this medicine. He couldn't find it. And many times we are requested to do something. Our spiritual master is guiding us and telling us, giving us an instruction. And we can't do that. We are unable to do that. And very often we just give up. We just think, no, I can't. It's over my possibilities, my potential. But what did Hanuman do? He took the whole mountain just because he wanted to serve Ram. And he knew, like, at least let me try to do something. Even if I couldn't do whatever Ram asked me, let me at least do something for him. Let me show my love for him. And that's how he took the whole mountain and he brought it there. In the same way, we can understand that even if sometimes devotional service might seem so difficult, at least let's try to do something to show Krishna that I actually do want to do something for you. I actually do want to serve you. I actually do want to show you my love, gratitude, and appreciation. And I'm trying to do this service for you. So we can learn that from Hanuman. And while sitting there and chanting on our japa and thinking about that. And we can also think of how we came up to here to actually get the blessings of such a pure devotee. Because only by the blessings of the pure devotee we can achieve Krishna. In the same way, by getting the blessings of Hanuman, we can achieve Lord Ramachandra. Ramachandra would be pleased by us if Hanuman is pleased by us. In the same way, if a devotee, if a pure devotee, our spiritual master, or even if a normal neophyte devotee is pleased by us, how much Krishna would be pleased by us? And our whole goal in our spiritual life is just to please Krishna, is to please the divine couple and to allow them to be happy, happy about us. And all what we are doing is just to please them. It's not for us. It's not because I enjoy doing it. But it's not that we don't have to enjoy doing something, because it's automatic. If Krishna is happy, we are also happy. If he is pleased, we are happy. And it's completely going on together. So we are here up, and I would like to request all of you to please sit straight. Close the eyes. Relax the shoulders. Feel the weight of the body. Let us deeply inhale and deeply exhale. We are in front of Hanuman after a long journey. And in front of Hanuman, let us open our heart with folded palms. Let us tell him, "Oh Hanuman, my heart is so dry. My spiritual life is so dry. I have no taste for the holy name. I have no taste in my spiritual life. Please allow the fire of bhakti to enlighten my heart and to fill my heart with love and devotion. Please, Hanuman, allow me to follow in your footsteps and completely follow the instruction of my Lord, to completely surrender unto my Lord. Allow this fire from my heart burn all material desires and give light to the darkness of my life. Unconditional love. Unconditionally, let us surrender. Surrender to pure devotees, to Prabhupada, to Krishna. Let us allow our hearts to open and feel this compassion, this love for Krishna, expanding and expanding. And such compassion is reaching out towards every living entity. Let us share such love with every single living entity. Let us deeply inhale and exhale. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And you can open your eyes. Thank you. So, any questions, right? Yes. Yeah, and this was like part of my whole realization while climbing up. And it was very beautiful. Actually, I wanted to speak about Haridas Thakur. But when I came down, I opened my little notebook of realization. I have a small notebook which I would suggest everybody to have. Whenever you have some like small realization, just write it down. And it actually makes your life, like whenever you want to give a class, it just comes up and it's very beautiful. You can see like how Krishna is actually talking to you all the time. So I was reading that book just now and I thought maybe I should just speak about that. A little bit more about my experience climbing on the mountain. Well, I think I said it like in a figurative like. Well, one thing is, I was with my two cousins and my sister, and at a certain point, I just asked them, and they are not devotees. So I just asked them, the first place where we stopped, I just said, let us sit down here in the cave and let us chant. And they all looked at me, what? And I thought, come on, let's sit and chant the holy name. This is such a sacred place. We can think about Hanuman. We can think about the Ramayana. We can, you know, and they were like, okay. So they actually all sat down. And we started chanting, and those were like one of the best rounds ever. But when I opened my eyes, there was nobody there. And I was so sad, actually. Because I thought, if I came here with devotees, we would have been in the same mood. We could have been doing kirtan. We could have been chanting and chanting. But these were not devotees. So, but anyway, it made me realize how much I wanted to be with devotees. Like one experience in India, I was in Puri and I was in Mayapur. But I was for a long time without devotees, and I need devotees. Like, I need all of you. Like, you're all so important for me. Like, really, like, devotees are, like, so essential. I think there is nothing more important than devotees in our lives. And the reason is because they remind us about Krishna. So for me, like, my experience in India was so much about missing devotees and missing Krishna. And even when I was in the holy dham, it was just like breathing, like seeing devotees and being able to say Hare Krishna. We give it for granted, like saying Hare Krishna. But saying Hare Krishna every day so many times is just so beautiful. So yeah, that was my realization there. Anything else? Yeah. Thank you. Haribol.
I'll just sing Hare Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.